Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, folks, the Democrats are building the wall. The DNC is building a wall. Just this morning, it's reported the DNC in Chicago is building a wall around the DNC convention that's getting set to take place coming up here shortly in Chicago. So the Democrats will build a wall and require ID to get through the wall to get into the DNC. But they won't build a wall around America, and they won't require you to show an ID to vote. It kind of tells you all you need to know, I think. So John Tester has still not endorsed Kamala Harris. And there's a bunch of hand-wringing amongst the radical left. The Daily Cause actually has a story up about how Tester's in trouble in Montana, that he's down 3 to 5 points to Tim Sheehy, and he's bummed. And the Daily Cause has got this article: I'm bombarded with countless TV ads for Sheehy about being a Navy SEAL and a Trump supporter. Really? What? Where's the complaints about being bombarded with a bunch of John Tester ads where he's pretending to be a dirt farmer? Where's this disgusting, filthy clothing? By the way, I've talked and met and spent time with lots of farmers and ranchers in Montana. And you know what they don't do? They don't wear filthy, disgusting clothing like John Tester thinks they do. It's the most insulting thing, the way John Tester wears these filthy clothes that look like they haven't been washed in weeks. And he thinks that that's going to appeal to Montanans because I guess he thinks Montanans wear filthy, disgusting clothes all the time. Just the weirdest thing. Aaron Flint made a great point the other day, which is John Tester's not going back to Big Sandy. And then what was it? One of his guests said, I'd like to see him try to earn a living off of his farm in Big Sandy. If he loses this, he'll stay in D.C. He'll go to K Street. I think Aaron's right about that. But the interesting thing here is that it's so weird that Tester is in this position because he was the one that recruited Kamala Harris to run for the Senate. That's out there in the news too. I think that Kamala Harris and the Democrats and everybody else, they're giving Tester room to not endorse Kamala Harris. And I'm sure Tester and Kamala have went into the back room together, and John Tester told Kamala Harris, hey Kamala, I'm going to have to go back to Montana, and I'm going to lie to the people of Montana, and I'm going to say that I don't like you, and I'm going to say that I disagree with you, and I'm going to say that I'm going to fight against you, and I'm going to say that I disagree with all of your extreme radical immigration positions. But don't worry, Kamala. Don't worry, Kamala. Once I win the election in November 2024, then for the next 6 years, I got your back. I'll vote 100% with you. And Kamala Harris is probably like, I totally understand, John Tester. I totally understand. You've got to lie to the people of Montana to win your election. And then once you win your election, you can come back to D.C. for 6 years and we'll work together hand in hand, and you'll vote 100% with me. I totally get that. That's I'm assuming, the conversation that happened between Tester and Kamala. So I'm not anticipating a Tester endorsement of Kamala. I'm anticipating he continues to say that he's a moderate Democrat and he fights against Kamala and Biden and all this other lies that we're seeing in all the ads.
Securing America.
In a joint appearance with Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General C.Q. Brown identified America's five top global challengers.
People's Republic of China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and violent extremists. All five of these challenges are active today, and they're increasingly interconnected.
That makes NORAD's intercept of bombers from two of those challengers, China and Russia, off Alaska's coast significant. Secretary Austin said they did not breach U.S. airspace, but one small fact should be noted.
It's the first time that we've seen these two countries fly together like that.
Secretary Austin was asked, given President Biden saying he won't seek re-election, is this an adversarial test? He replied,
they're always testing us, and that's no surprise to any of us.
NORAD says it will continue to monitor what it called competitor activity. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some hazy sunshine across the area for today. An isolated storm is possible mainly west towards the Bozeman area. Otherwise, high temperatures ranging from 86 in Bozeman to 90 in Billings. For tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Mid-50s in Bozeman, 63 in Billings. There was some hazy sunshine Saturday. High staying in the upper 80s to low 90s. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint here this morning, live on a Friday. We're taking phone calls all morning long, 406-294-0970. Let's go to Nancy in Roundup. Nancy, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, David, and good morning, Montana Talks family. There's a few things I want to hit on. John Tester, he's reluctant to embrace Kamala for the simple reason of her stand against fracking. And especially in the state of Pennsylvania. So he's caught in a spider web right now, and it's going to be interesting to see how he gets out of this one. But getting to this Kamala Harris, I call her the Venus flytrap. I sent you some images last night showing her with Jeffrey Epstein on his Passion Island that was used for the prostitution of underage girls. There were 31 girls. The youngest being 11 years old, that was used to for, you know, pleasure. Just unbelievable. I mean, this woman, she has worked her mojo all over everywhere to get where she is today. Let's put it, be blunt. And I'd like to know, too, since when has the United States had two presidents at once? We've got Joe Biden in name only as president. Now this Kamala is taking his place when he is still in the White House. I mean, give me a break.
I agree.
It's illegal, and I don't know. I think, and the Republican, the House Speaker Mike Johnson is really going after. I found this on AP yesterday. He's filed papers. He's rebuking her border czar. And questioning that, and he's also investigating and charging her with extortion of Joe Biden because she didn't use the 25th against him in order to advance her own career. So it's going to be great to see what's going to happen here. But other than that, I'm telling you, I am just so, well, very angry right now. We've got two presidents, and as far as I'm concerned, the Democrat Party should really be abolished in Washington, D.C. They no longer... do anything for this country or for the Democrat Party, the voters. I mean, it's just endless, the laws that they are breaking.
Yeah, I've always said, hey, because Democrats love to ban people, organizations, tear down statutes, anything that's associated with slavery in America. And of course, and so I've always said, okay, if we're going to get rid of organizations and statues that have any association with slavery throughout American history, then let's start with getting rid of the Democrat Party.
I agree, and I tell you something, it's cowardice to blame people and statues that were built 150 years ago for their own problems. They have made their own problems. And I tell you, Kamala Harris, she is a terrible person. I have talked to Californians, and they're telling me, oh, my God, if she gets in the White House, it will be awful. And well, you're hearing Gavin Newsom. He's got that executive order he put to clean up these homeless
right.
camps in California. I have a feeling he's doing that because he thinks he might be chosen as her VP. What do you think?
I don't think that Gavin Newsom wants to be her VP. I don't think Gretchen Whitmer wants to be her VP either, because why would you leave the governor's position to go run for VP to lose to Trump and then you're out of a job? So Nancy, I'd ask you this. Do you think that the Democrat Party and the power brokers that be in the Democrat Party, do you think that they genuinely think Kamala Harris can beat Trump, or do you think that they replaced Biden with Harris so that they could try to save some House and Senate seats?
Well, I think that could be it. The House and Senate seats, yes. That gives them a lot of power if Trump does get back into the White House. But I'm going to tell you, Kamala Harris, I've really been doing some research on her. She is a spoiled brat. She's belligerent. She doesn't like taking orders, even if she did become president. If she wanted to do something and the House, the Congress, and the Senate told her no, you're going to see a tantrum. 4 years of nothing but tantrums from Kamala Harris, because she's very immature in that way, because she's always had everything that she's ever wanted. I mean, she's an only child. Her parents indulged her. And that's another thing. You know, a lot of people are questioning the fact that she's an anchor baby, because both her parents, their student visas ran out. A lot of people aren't voting for her for that reason.
Yeah, that's true. Well, thank you so much, Nancy. Appreciate the call so much. Always great to hear from Nancy in Roundup. What I find so disturbing about this whole thing with replacing Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is that the Democrats are doing it not in the best interest of the country. They're doing it to maintain their own power. The Democrats in the House and the Senate, they care about maintaining their own power. This is unbelievable to see what they've done here in terms of forcing out a major party presidential nominee strictly to maintain their own power. And then at the same time, continuing to gaslight us and say that, no, Joe Biden's totally fine mentally. He didn't step aside from the nomination because of that. No, he's totally fine. And it's just unbelievable to see this still going on. Meanwhile, yesterday or the day before, Kamala Harris gave the keynote speech at the American Federation of Teachers National Convention in Houston, which, of course, is headed by Randy Weingarten and, of course, is one of the most radical left woke organizations of all time. And they, what they believe, the teachers union, the AFT, what they believe is that it's the job of a public school teacher to push radical left woke ideology onto little kids. They've said that. And Kamala Harris is out there giving them the keynote speech. The other thing I always like to remind people about the teachers union is that the teachers union is legally required to act in the best interest of the teachers. They don't care about the students. They're there to protect teachers, not students. Let's always remember that about them. David Noble in for Montana Talks. Open phones. We'll be right back.
Liberal Senator John Tester pretends to be just an everyday, every man, but yet he's racked up over $1.2 million in restaurant bills at fancy Washington, D.C. restaurants. You know, I'll tell you what, that's why I'm really glad I went through Billings' last diet. Because, you know, man, I got back from my last deployment, I was putting on the pounds and couldn't get them off. And, you know, the thing is when you get in that lifestyle where you just eat too much, it also gets to be really expensive, especially with the John Tester Biden inflation that we've got going on right now. So thanks to Billings' last diet, not only did I lose 33 pounds in under 3 months, I've kept it off 4 years later, but I'll bet you I've saved a lot of money. I've saved a lot of money where I'm not just going to get fast food because I feel like I need to eat right now. You save money, you lose weight. But more importantly, it's about your health. It's about being around for your kids and your grandkids. Check it out. It's the program that works. BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund. As Denver voters are soon faced with a vote to ban slaughterhouses in the city and county of Denver, the potential yay vote would shutter Superior Farms, the nation's largest lamb processing plant. The situation has farmers and ranchers, along with workers, very concerned. Colorado State University researchers are filling the knowledge gap of missing information with facts. Our network's Rachel Gable has more details this morning.
CSU's Dr. Jennifer Martin, one of the authors of a study about the economic effects of a potential ban on slaughterhouses, which primarily focuses on Superior Farms, said the employee-owned plant employs a largely Hispanic population, many of whom are generational agricultural workers.
For many of the employees who work there, that job is the door to prosperity. And not just prosperity for themselves, but generational prosperity. It's the thing that changes moving out of poverty or moving from a developing country and having a successful generational future here in the United States.
Martin said the closing of that door to generational prosperity is difficult to calculate in a dollar value. The pride of ownership of the plant, she said, will be difficult to replicate with whatever other job they're able to find if the plant were to close as a result of the vote.
How do we overcome that impact? Because it's going to be felt for generations to come.
The question will appear on the November ballot alongside a fur ban that would affect the sale of cowboy hats at National Western, cultural items at the March powwow, and even some hand-tied fishing lures. Superior Farms accounts for about 20% of the U.S. lamb slaughter capacity, and CSU's study estimates losses to Denver around $861 million, plus 2,787 jobs. I'm Rachel Gable.
Thank you, Rachel. Now, this initiative is pushed by Pro Animal Future, who has repeatedly stated that it is just a starting point with their ultimate goal of ending animal agriculture, not just in Denver, but across the nation. Now, if you recall, in November 2020, Colorado voters approved the reintroduction of wolves to the state, narrowly passing with a 50.9%. vote in favor.
When it comes to water management, it pays to be sustainable. ResGenix from Helena increases water efficiency through irrigation systems and conventional spray applications. ResGenix increases water retention and infiltration in various soil types with ease. Its liquid formulation requires no special equipment, and it's compatible with most products. Manage every drop with ResGenix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Cattle producers, it's time for Superior Livestock Auctions Video Royale, running July 29th through August 1st in Winnemucca, Nevada. This year's sale will feature over 188,000 head of America's best feeder cattle and calves, including a special Charley and Red Angus section. Sale time is 7:30 a.m. Mountain Time, July 29th and July 30th, then 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time, July 31st and August 1st. To check out the sale catalog and to watch the sale each day, visit SuperiorLivestock.com.
Agriculture groups are praising the passage of the House Interior Appropriations Bill yesterday. Groups like the National Public Lands Council and National Cattlemen's Beef Association said the Interior Appropriations Bill protects the rights of public lands ranchers, reels in overreaching BLM regulations, and addresses Endangered Species Act challenges while defending local communities against presidential lab grabs under the Antiquities Act. They cite it recognizes the important role of ranchers as America's original conservationists. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Northblind.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I just saw on X a story from 2021 when Kamala Harris was bragging that she played a key role in Biden's decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. And she said she was the last one in the room with Joe Biden on that final fateful decision to withdraw from Afghanistan, notwithstanding the fact that the Taliban hadn't been complying with Trump's terms and notwithstanding all of the other facts that weighed against it. The other really disturbing thing, Kamala Harris apparently opened her presidential campaign on RuPaul's Drag Race, which apparently Drag Race is some show by RuPaul, and RuPaul is, I don't know if he's trans, he or she is transgender, or if it's a drag queen. I really don't know. But I do know that some people are tweeting out there about how satanic and demonic it is that Kamala Harris would focus on that issue right now at this time. And then they're out there still promoting, pushing this stuff on little kids and giving them little treatments. And then, of course, we've got other stories here on that topic as well. There's a Fox News story from a person who says that they are not going to be quiet about their transition basically experience and how horrible it was. We've got the Elon Musk story. We've got a great, great story from Governor Gianforte. Governor Gianforte, Montana will protect women's sports. Governor Jean Forte applauded the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education for protecting women's sports in the face of recent efforts by the Biden admin to upend the fair playing field for collegiate female athletes. This is a press release from the governor's office from a couple days ago. Governor Jean Forte says, quote, "In Montana, we've made it clear that we will not let a loud, vocal minority or the president of the United States prevent us from doing the right thing for girls and young women. I am grateful to the commissioner and the Montana University system for standing firm on policies that protect girls and women on Montana's colleges and universities." I'm not actually sure about what the commissioner did or what the Board of Regents did or what the MUS did. Let's see if this thing says. So it says, in addition to the governor's guidance to the Board of Regents on Title IX, he also called on the National Collegiate Athletics Association to guarantee fair competition for women and girls in women's sports. The governor has yet to receive a response. And then they link the governor's letter to the Montana Board of Regents and a memo sent from the commissioner to Montana campuses. So apparently the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education acts to uphold Title IX following Governor Jean Forte's request. So good job, Governor Jean Forte. Good job for the commissioners. In Montana, we protect women and girls' sports, thankfully, because we've got a Republican governor in the governor's mansion in Helena. Open phones, folks, 406-294-0970. Give me a call. We'll be right back.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Barack Obama with his wife Michelle endorse Vice President Kamala Harris for president.
Obama reportedly held off on endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris because he wanted to see the party united and the nomination settled. Now they're throwing their support behind Harris. Until the Democrats finalize Harris as their nominee, the Trump campaign says the former president isn't agreeing to any general election debates. Harris is accusing the former president of backpedaling.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. High-speed train lines into Paris are sabotaged before today's Olympics opening ceremony.
Reports say trackside signal boxes had been set on fire and cable lines deliberately cut in what authorities are calling a massive attack to destabilize the rail system.
Fox's Lillian Wu. A Chico, California man is accused of setting the state's largest wildfire this year by pushing a flaming car down an embankment Wednesday. More than 250 square miles of burn. America's listening to Fox News.
Can't we all just sense that the Democrats are lying to us? I just saw a tweet from Monica Crowley talking about how Barack Obama never wanted this to be Kamala Harris. This whole thing with Barack Obama and Pelosi, they did not want Kamala Harris to replace Joe Biden. And that's why, you know, Obama has been so delayed and he's been waiting now. Oh, he finally endorsed Kamala after she already locked up all of the delegates. But Monica Crowley's out there tweeting out that she's got reporting that says, you know, Obama and Pelosi are not happy about this, that they wanted Biden out, but they wanted an open process. They wanted a better candidate than Kamala. But of course, we're not getting that in the public. They're not saying that publicly. And none of what's been going on publicly and none of what's been going on from the Democrats publicly has been honest or truthful. And we all sort of just inherently know that, don't we? For years, Democrats told us that Joe Biden is sharp as a tack, that in private, behind closed doors, he's even smarter and quicker than all of his younger aides. Just outlandish stuff that John Tester was telling us for a long time, right? And then they start telling us that they want Joe Biden to step aside because he doesn't have the cognitive ability to run for office and stay in office for another 4 years, when that wasn't the reason they wanted him to step aside. They wanted him to step aside so that they could maintain their own power. And now after he stepped aside, now they're telling us, oh, actually, he's totally fine mentally and he can stay in the White House until the end of his term. And so it's just bizarre how this entire process from years and years and years ago up until today, this entire time, the Democrats have been having these positions out in public. And then behind closed doors, it's something completely different. And we all just know that. We can just tell. It's just so obvious. There was some good news. Apparently, Donald Trump had sued George Stephanopoulos with ABC for defamation. And there was some news yesterday that the motion to dismiss was denied, and this is a defamation claim. So Trump sued ABC and George Stephanopoulos for a defamation, and that lawsuit is going forward. So again, how many wins can Trump get on these legal victories, on these political victories? Really incredible stuff. There's another bunch of things going on out there. I'm kind of curious what you guys want to talk about, because there is a ton of news today. Obviously, a ton of stuff in Montana, lots of stuff nationally. We could talk specific policy. That's what I, you know, that's why I'm in politics. That's why I'm interested in politics, is policy. I'm a true believer. I'm a genuine, true believer in the Constitution, in good government, in America's founding principles. That's why I'm here, and that's why I care about this stuff. So we could do a deep dive on policy, and that's what I think is probably the best tactic to go against Kamala Harris, too, is just expose what her policies are.
Democracy 24.
President Biden addressed the country from the Oval Office Wednesday night about his decision not to run for a second term, saying he reveres the office of the presidency, but loves his country more, and that the defense of democracy is more important than any title.
You know, in recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor.
He said he believed his accomplishments as president meant he could earn a second term.
Nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition.
He said we now have a choice between hope and hate, unity and division.
I'd like to thank our great Vice President Kamala Harris. She's experienced, she's tough, she's capable. She's been an incredible partner to me and a leader for our country.
The president highlighted what he said were his accomplishments and said he would continue to fight for gun reform, against climate change, and for his cancer moonshot, among other things, over the next 6 months. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Hey, coming up on Friday's Montana Talks, I'm going to be posted up at the Meadow Lake Golf Course in Columbia Falls just for the early morning hours. I'll be doing some recorded interviews for some of the folks that are in the Flathead for the Governor's Cup Golf Tournament. Meantime, David Noble is going to be filling in back in the studios, taking your phone calls, giving his great insight, and much more. And then on Monday, I'll be back in studio with some highlights from the Governor's Cup. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10 right here.
The talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We're doing nothing but taking your phone calls. I'm hopeful George Blackard will be here at 7, but I haven't talked to him. So hopefully we'll get George Blackard here for Freedom Friday. But in the meantime, we're doing nothing but taking phone calls. Let's go to Gary in Billings. Gary, thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, David. Thank you for taking my call. I'm trying to figure out. Commissioner's support, all these people can't pay their bills, so it would seem like that she raises this money, and I think I kind of compare it to the turtle and the hare race. She's coming out, playing out of the box like she's something she's not, but where is the real truth about the people that are so down and out? I'd like you to talk about more about that.
So let me make sure I understand. So you're talking about how people that support Kamala Harris are really out there struggling economically in this pretty terrible economy, and she's not really talking about them?
Right. Yeah, it's about her base that she's picking up. And I can't see how anyone would want to support the terrible policies that her and Joe had against us for all this time. So I can't see why people wouldn't look at her policies.
So I think that's a really good question, Gary, and I think I've got an answer. Maybe this is right, maybe it's not. I'll be curious to hear what you and others think about this. But okay, so Kamala Harris, I think her plan is the same plan that Barack Obama had and what Rush Limbaugh called Santa Claus. Basically Santa Claus, basically free this, free that, free everything. And that's how Democrats run political campaigns. They just promise free stuff paid for by other people's money. And then, of course, the low information voters, they don't think enough about it, or they don't analyze it closely enough to where they don't realize that, oh, actually, when the federal government starts to say something is free, that actually ends up driving up the cost of it massively. It ends up decreasing the quality. It causes inflation because our country's broke we'd have to pay for it with debt. And so I think that it's just straight up classic Democrat campaign strategy. She's promising all sorts of free stuff. She's promising, you know, free health care for everybody and all this. And then of course they lie, you know, to the voters and say that they're going to pay for all of this with tax cuts for the rich, which is impossible. Even if you took 100% of all of the money of the quote unquote rich, it would run the federal government for like 2 seconds. You see these statistics on federal government spending. It's just mind boggling. You'll see stuff. It's like, oh, we're going into debt $1 million every 10 seconds or something like that. And you're just like, wow. But that's where we're at as a country. And that's why you see the value of the dollar just completely drop. There's a report out this morning about how in over 200 cities in the United States, it's $1 million for a starter home. The number of cities where a starter home is worth $1 million or more has grown from 84 5 years ago to 237 today. Here's the dirty little secret. The reason that starter homes in 237 cities cost $1 million is not because the value of that real estate has increased that much. It's because the value of the dollar has decreased. So I think that explains it, Gary. And I don't know if you're still there, Gary, but I think that's what do you have any thoughts on that? Gary. I didn't have you on. Go ahead, Gary.
As an older person, and I watched all this stuff, like I said, I spent a lot of years being election judge in government, and I just don't see how people are so blinded of where they're at in their life with our kids. Everything is just going up in flames, and I'm glad we got people like you and Aaron to, you know, give us the truth, because if we don't stand up, it'll be like what they did burning the flags, you know?
Yeah, I mean, Gary, I mean, don't you understand? I mean, do you understand how, like, a voter could vote for Kamala Harris? Because if you don't spend your time, if you don't spend your free time engaging in a relentless pursuit of the truth, and you don't spend your free time studying economics and finance and government debt and things like that, and you don't think deeply about these issues, then, yeah, and we are all struggling. 65% plus of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Most Americans out there are struggling to get by just on a day-to-day basis where they can't even meet their monthly bills. They're going into credit card debt. And so then when they hear Kamala Harris say, oh, I'll give free health care, I'll give free housing, I'll give free this, free that. I mean, if you're not somebody that is really obsessed with this stuff and understands the actual impact of those policies, I mean, I can understand why somebody would vote for her. Don't you agree?
Yeah, but I just see it as when you look at Joe's policies, look how bad they were all those years. And Donald Trump is the only person that can stand up to the you know, pressure and think about getting shot trying to help us. It's really a sad country, and we come together. Otherwise, we're going to be out there with a cup.
Well, Gary, I think we are coming together, and thank you for the call, Gary. I'm going to go to Russ and Billings here in a second, but let me just comment on that. I think we are coming together, Gary. I sense a massive shift in the culture in America in terms of the support for Donald Trump, and it used to be a situation where people were embarrassed to support Trump. Of course, I've never been embarrassed to support Trump. I flew a Trump 2016 flag. I flew a Trump 2020 flag. And if you ever watch my live stream on Twitch, you can see flying in my background a Trump 2024 flag. And I've talked to a number of people recently, including basically kind of moderate Republicans, women Republicans, people that are maybe were not openly, you know, hardcore Trump supporters in the past, and now they are. And now you're seeing people post pictures on social media of them wearing the red MAGA hats again. You're seeing a lot more openness. And I personally, I have never supported Trump more than I do today. And pretty much every day that goes by, I support him more and more. I'm not sure how much time we got left in this segment, but I'm going to go to Russ in Billings right now. Russ, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, I really think the problem gets down to the fact that the younger generation has been dumbed down so much. We've really failed them in our education system. They don't understand basic economics, like printing money leads to inflation, like there are no free lunches.
Good point.
And then the media just drives those things home day after day. You hear the same lie, like climate change every day. Climate change this, climate change that. People start to believe it, the big lie.
That's a great point. I think that explains a lot of it for sure.
Yeah, we're out there worried about this boogeyman that doesn't really exist. And there's real problems facing our world and our nation. I think we've really failed in our education and really dumbed down our society. And I think that's all part of the plan, because if we're dumbed down, we're easier to control.
Well, I think that's a good point, and it also kind of suggests why a lot of people say, look, you know, we can spend all day long and spend all of our time thinking and talking about the presidential election and focusing on that, but the reality is that we ought to be focused on our own personal lives and our own personal families, and then our local school board elections and our local officials. And if we start there, and if we fix the school boards and we fix the curriculum and we fix the education system, that in the future then fixes our presidential election problems, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's got to start with individuals and families, communities, states, and then the government, the federal government.
Yeah, no, great.
You know, if you want a clean environment, don't litter, don't waste gas. Don't blame big oil. Why are we doing that?
Right.
You know, we're all driving our cars around. You want to give up your car? You want to give up all the plastics you use? No.
Well, the funny thing is if any of these Democrats actually believed what they're saying about global warming, they wouldn't be driving cars and flying on jets, but they are. Because the question is, okay, let's say you actually believe that the use of fossil fuels is going to completely wipe out humanity and we're all going to die. If you believe that, are you going to just continue to burn fossil fuels?
If your name's John Kerry.
right. All right. Thank you so much, Russ. I'm gonna try to move to the next caller here. Really good call, Russ. I think that's a great point. And I want to go to Tester. Will not be elected. Tester will not be elected. I don't know how much time we got left. If we run out of time, we'll hold you over to the break. But thank you for calling.
You're doing such a great job. Both you and Aaron are just doing such a service for our state. And so I always really enjoy hearing you on the radio. But just really quickly, I am wondering if when we get Trump elected and when we retire Tester, how long will it take for industry to return to Montana, i.e. Colstrip, the ones that they shut down, our timber industry.
Hey, we're up against the break. Sorry, I took you right here. We'll come back to you. Hold on.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now the media, state-run media mob, they're all in on Kamala Harris. I mean, to watch every major news publication say, well, no, she was never the borders art. Time Magazine, USA Today, Axios, ABC, The New York Times. She was the borders art. Anybody that's telling you differently is lying. We have 25,000 Biden-Harris illegal immigrants set to arrive in Chicago, a perfectly timed for the Democratic convention. I promise you, city officials will prepare every way possible to hide them from the press that'll be descending into Chicago. By the way, if you are in Chicago, I need to know the best hot dog place in Chicago that has natural casing hot dogs with pickles and onions and the best bun.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Hey, did you know a violent crime is committed every 24 seconds in America? And with our broken legal system, if you dare to defend yourself and your family, well, you're probably going to be the one put behind bars while criminals walk free. Now, see, they've got us to a point where we're fighting to keep our God-given Second Amendment rights, yet we risk losing everything if we actually use them. Now, that's why I've been a member of the USCCA for 9 years. And with the USCCA, not only do you get firearm safety, training, education, but you also get self-defense insurance. So you can stay out of prison with your family and your freedoms where you belong. And for a limited time, just text Hannity, H-A-N-N-I-T-Y, to 87222, 87222, to get a free family defense guide and a chance to win $1,700 to buy any self-defense gear that you need. Everyone thinks that they're keeping their family safe, but are you really? Check out the USCCA's free family defense guide before it's too late. Text Hannity to 87222 right now, 87222.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
You see the scene in televised sports all the time. The team is flailing, the opponent's taking over the game, and the coach calls timeout to address the team. In the next few minutes, things are turned around. There's a version of this story for the economy as well. Pep talk comes from the central bank in times of crisis. Perhaps the most famous one of recent times was when the euro currency was rattled by the Greek credit crisis, and then-President Mario Draghi of the central bank pledged to do whatever it takes to support the euro. Just like that sports timeout, the results were less panic and better outcomes. That doesn't always work, of course, in sports or in monetary policy. But the evidence is that central banks who couple bold policy moves with bold rhetoric in turbulent times have better outcomes than those who are mic-shy. The commonality between adroit coaching and policy management isn't entirely superficial. It's all about inspiring confidence, whether it's people trading in markets or skating around a hockey rink. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Five, the Fight Inflation Through Balanced Budgets Act. Paid for by One Nation, OneNationAmerica.org.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we are going to have George Blackard in the house here for Freedom Friday, which I'm excited about. We're talking to Tester, will not be reelected. Thanks for hanging with us through that break. Sorry, I'm not as good at Aaron at figuring out how much time we got left.
Oh, you do so good. Thank you so much for what you do. But, you know, I know all of these industries have left Montana with Tester in charge and all these liberal, you know, people in charge. But anyway, I'm just curious, how long will it take for our industry to build back up the timber, the coal strips, the, you know, all the industries that the Democrats have red taped?
I mean, I would assume it's going to take quite some time. I think there's a delayed effect of Trump policies once he gets in there. That's a good question, though. I don't have a good answer other than I don't think it's probably going to be instantaneous. What do you think?
No, I don't think so either. I just want to urge, you know, people to have patience and things like that. But I have no idea. It's stunning, absolutely stunning what the restrictions have done to our state. And I'm out here, you know, in the Bakken oil field, and I support the oil industry, and it would just be terrible if we weren't drilling for oil and fracking for oil. So I couldn't, you know, it's hard to wrap your mind around, but I'd really like to see coal strip backed up. I'd like to see the timber industry going again, and so we could bring hardworking people back to our state.
Oh, I know. I completely agree. And, I mean, electricity prices are so high now. I don't know how everybody is not demanding more power generation capacity. You see these news reports about how we're supposedly going to have this huge increase in demand of electricity. This was from one of the electrical co-op people that Aaron had on yesterday, talking about how we are going to have this massive increase in demand for electricity going forward. And at the same time, we're removing our power generation capacity, and we're not drilling for oil and gas. And I think a lot of it's going to depend on who controls Congress, right? If Trump gets in there and he's got a solid Republican Congress and everything like that, I think you're going to see it happen a lot quicker. If he gets a Democrat Congress, I think you're going to continue to see a lot of problems in the economy.
Yeah, it's time we save our state and save our country. Retire Tester, you know, vote for Trump. We've got this. So I do really have high hopes. I really do. I'm praying very hard for it. But thank you for you and Aaron and all you guys do on the radio.
Well, and thank you for all you do on X.
Yeah, no problem. You have a really good day.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate the call. Yeah, Tester will not be reelected. Is very active on Twitter, putting out lots of good information on that platform. Definitely recommend following her. James Carville is one of my favorite Democrat commentators because he's constantly telling the Democrats to be careful and that they're actually not in such a good place. I've got two stories here just from the last couple of days. James Carville warns of realism facing Kamala Harris campaign. Tough sledding ahead. This is from Mediaite. Longtime Democrat strategist James Carville had a warning for Democrats ahead of the general. Don't think this is going to be easy. He appeared on Morning Joe. He says, this has been a real change in mood and party and around a country, but we got to be a little careful. About 10% too much triumphalism is going on. That's what I love that. The fact that the Democrats are actually celebrating this and acting as if this is all wonderful and that Kamala Harris is going to be this great nominee and everything. And James Carville's like, you guys, come back to reality. That excitement, he said, he goes on, that excitement has got to be tempered with realism. And the realism is she has a tough campaign on. She's got several things she's got to accomplish at the same time. And so then that was a couple of days ago. And then he also said, James Carville tells giddy Democrats to reel it in. Elation is not going to be very helpful much longer. But somebody made the comment that the fact that the Democrats are so happy right now, the good thing is hopefully it makes us conservative Republicans realize that this is not going to be a landslide and we've got to get out there and vote. Freedom Friday with George Blacker next hour.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.